I've got Tom Ross, professor in food microbiology from the University of Tasmania, to find out whether, I know I can't get a judge in, but can I judge the tomato sauce eating competition? Hi, Tom.
Yep. Good morning, Rick. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. So what's the story with, let's start with this bottled food.
Go for it.
Really?
It'll be fine, yep. Because it's cooked, right? I'm not sure. I kind of heard a whisper that you didn't actually make your own sauce in the end. But
no, I did. It's in the fridge.
Okay.
My son loves it.
But it involves cooking, right?
Yeah.
And so that's going to do it. So the virus isn't resistant to heat at all. So just the mere fact that you've anybody who's made the sauces will have cooked them before they put them in the bottle mix means they're going to be safe from the disease. Anyway, it doesn't matter because it's not foodborne. Right, so the risk of infection comes from inhaling aerosols or things getting into your eyes where they can get down into your sort of the lungs and so on. Mm. So really the risk from this is very low. The only potential risk would be if your neighbour or someone was infected, they coughed and sneezed into their hand, they touched the outside of the bottle, but if you're really, really, really worried about that, you'd clean the bottle before you started. But really the risk is very, 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 very low, and particularly from the source itself. The risk is transmission via what we call aerosols when somebody sneezes, or from things that have been contaminated, and then you touch your nose or your mouth or your eyes.
How long will it sit on a container?
It depends who you talk to and depends what the latest report says. It shouldn't really last very long, and again, if you're concerned, I mean, potentially days, but if you were really concerned, again, you get some sanitizer and just wipe the outside of the bottle. The main thing is to just keep washing your hands before you start eating as well.
So you don't give it to yourself from whatever you've touched. So you serve it up, then you go wash your hands, then eat it. So if, in terms of compassionate care, this is a reason that you might be dropping food from someone, or a neighbour might drop food for you, or if you've got people who can't cook for themselves. How do you make sure that in that dropping food off program, or even choosing vegetables, you know, picking veggies from your garden and giving them to neighbours, what's the best way to do this?
Current advice around the world is, if you're really worried, again, wash the fruit and veg. If you're going to cook them, it doesn't really matter. Cooking will destroy the virus. But if you're going to eat them fresh, give them a wash beforehand. And again, before you start eating, also wash your hands again.
When you say wash them, like is it 30 seconds with soap and water like we're to do with our hands?
It is certainly not with soap and water. No, it's just a rinse under the tap. If you want to give it some hot water as well, that'll probably help things along a bit. But again, the risk is ridiculously low that you will actually transmit the infection through food. It'll be, again, through contact with foods, maybe.
So what about so many of our restaurants and cafes now are doing deliveries, and there's, like, takeout still from McDonald's, I think, and those sort of takeaways, and KFC and whoever else. What's the story there with packaging?
Probably the same advice, but the packaging in this case is going to be fairly low risk of transmission. And again, if you're really worried about it, take it out of the packaging before you start eating. If you're going to eat with your hands, if it's a burger, for example, wash your hands before you start. So the idea is to isolate, if you like, the food that you're about to eat from the potential that you've actually contaminated your hand in some way. But really, again, the risk is quite, quite low. Something to think about, but most of the people around the world that I work with, people who know this stuff, are kind of saying, as long as you maintain good hand hygiene, that's the risk. The risk is transmission somehow, that you've got your hands contaminated and then you somehow scratch your nose or rub your eyes or something like that. But really, the risks are quite low.
In the end, you're most likely to give COVID-19 to yourself. Well, in that way.
Not give it to yourself, but in terms of
pick it up off something and, give it to yourself.
How does it actually get transmitted?
Yeah.
It's not by eating food. Mm. It's by, as I said, being close, and that's why we do the physical separation stuff.
Yeah.
It's like if there's somebody out there who's exhaling and they've got an active infection, as they breathe, they will breathe it out into the air, and that's why we try and keep separate from people. That's what the separation is about. If they happen to breathe onto some food, that might be a risk, but it doesn't survive that long, and that's why I'm saying. But even if they did, when you eat the food, you won't get sick. The risk is that if the food is contaminated, and you touch the food, sorry, I'm getting distracted by other things here at the moment, that you might, as you said, give it to yourself because it's come off your hand. So the the routes of entry are by breathing in somebody else's contaminated air, if you like. Mm. They've exhaled and they've released the virus very low. Or if you happen to get it on your hands and then you touch your face, your eyes, your nose, particularly, because that's the route of entry. It's a lung infection, not a gut infection. So eating it's not going to hurt you.
So this question now, is it okay to make food and give it to a neighbour or friend?
Yes, I think so. As long as and again, with those same sorts of caveats, that if the food's been cooked, it should be quite safe. And the risk is going to be if they've sneezed onto their hands and contaminated the Tupperware container or whatever it is that they're delivering to you. But again, remember that you can eat the food, but think about what you've touched on the way through the process before you start eating. And that's why I'm saying wash your hands before you eat now. It's just like normal, you know, hygiene. If you're a food preparer, you keep your hands clean. And now for an individual as well, if they're kind of getting food from places they're not sure about and they're worried about it, best thing is before you start actually eating the food, wash your hands.
You're listening to Tom Ross, Professor in Food Microbiology from the University of Tasmania. And we began this inquiry with whether I can finally finish the world's dumbest and most pointless competition, our tomato growing and tomato sauce competition. And it sounds like I can, so gee, look forward to that on Friday.
You sound a little bit bitter about this, Rick.
It's just fatigue. It's not bitterness. Okay. It's a long haul.
Yeah,
and if we can survive 6 months of that competition, we can probably survive 6 months of COVID-19 management. Have you seen anything like this in your years of research?
I haven't seen anything like this in my life, and I'm not young. So, it'll be a challenging time for everybody. And so I think what you're trying to do is to keep it all happy and jovial. And the main thing is just that we all keep talking to each other. It could last for a while, and it's that risk that it's still out there in the community, and that's potentially what the leaders are worried about, that we don't allow it to spread. And so minimising every potential avenue for spread is what this is about.
And food's
not the one you need to worry about most. It's contact with people that have got the infection.
And it is really, you know, nice to eliminate every area where we don't have to be stressed.
I'd probably add a little bit to that and say food in our lives and our psychology is actually a really important thing. So don't be paranoid about the food. Again, if you are worried that somebody's maybe gone to the supermarket and sneezed on something, wash the fresh fruit and veg before you eat it, and if you're not going to cook it, but then wash your hands. And it's really just that fact that you're eating with your hands that it's going to make it a little bit more hazardous. But the consensus is the risk from getting it from eating food is really, really low.
But you can now eat pizza with a knife and fork and no one's allowed to tease you about it. These questions aren't really your area of expertise. Like, is it safe, you know, if you borrow a book, can it be transferred? Again, just wipe it down.
I think so, yeah. And again, any object that might have been contaminated, the risk isn't that the object per se, the risk is that it gets transferred from the object to your hands and then somehow it gets from your hands inside your lungs. And so the only way that can really happen is if you touch your face, your eyes, etc. And that's what I'm saying. If you're worried that there's something that's not, that's maybe been contaminated, try and avoid touching your face. But most of us do it quite naturally. It's just something we all do. If you're not sure that you can do that, if you're worried about that you might have picked up a contaminated object, wash the hands and it's the normal sort of hand-washing routine.
It's sort of empowering, Tom, to hear that your superpower in this situation with this virus is there. It's about yourself, your hand-washing and your interactions with yourself.
In the sort of situations we're talking about, yeah. I mean, there's still a very real risk, and that's why they're so worried about the two cases in Devonport. They can't identify, you know, well, perhaps they can by now, can't identify where those two people got infected.
Yeah.
And so normally, and that's what the physical separation idea is all about. It's just saying if you don't know who's got it and who might be transmitting it, we've just got to give ourselves some room from each other so that we minimise the risk that we will actually pick it up by being close to someone who's got it but doesn't even know they've got it. So that's what they talk about asymptomatic carriers, people who are maybe shedding the virus but they've got no signs of disease themselves.
And
so that's what That's what that whole physical separation, that's what sort of, you know, try and stay inside, try and stay with, you know, the people that you know and are close to. But, yeah, it's going to be important psychologically just to keep people in contact with one another. We've all got to keep talking to each other.
And great to talk to you today. Thanks so much.
No worries. Cheers, Rick.